Hello, this is Jerry Dugan from TheRealJerryDugan.com with his wonderful daughter,
Emma.
Yes, and you're just now tuning in to episode 26 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, where we have a one-on-one conversation with our family, and it's unscripted, unedited, The Real Jerry Dugan plus his family. So, hope you're doing well, and that you are in a spot where you are driving safely and can listen to us distraction-free. How have you been, anyway?
Good. We haven't done this in a while.
It's been about 3 weeks for you and I.
I know, but it feels like I haven't done this in like months.
Oh.
Oh, the last time we did was the roach thing.
Yeah, the roach that came out and attacked us like right after, like, at the end during our announcements.
Yeah.
That roach was no more. As soon as I hit the stop button, I went and I took care of that for you. Yeah. No, it's gone. Well, it came back later. It got away. It came back, and then that's when I got it. Yeah, that was fun times. Fun times. All right. No.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So, for those who are new to our podcast, what we do here is we ask each other a candid question. So, Emma is going to ask me a question. She has taken some time to prepare her question. I have no idea what the question is, so I have to give my candid, honest response.
Mommy said there's a question. A minute before this podcast.
Hey, that's preparation. It was right before the podcast. And I also prepared a question much further back than just a minute before the podcast episode. So I'm a little bit more prepared. But Emma has no idea what the question is going to be.
I can barely remember my question, so that's why I want to go first.
Okay, so that's our cue to go ahead and get started?
Yeah.
All right, you go ahead and ask your question first.
Okay. What has been the hardest thing about waiting for God's perfect timing?
The waiting part. that's the thing with whenever you're waiting for God's perfect timing, it doesn't always fit what we want to have happen. And so just trusting God that he has his perfect timing in play, that whatever is going to happen, it's going to be the way he needs it to happen more so than what I want to have happen. There's actually a story out of the book of Acts in the Bible where the disciples were trying to get into Asia. They just wanted to break into this new market, get into Asia, no matter what. But however many attempts they made to get into Asia, they kept getting diverted back into Greece, I believe it was. And so they just made the best of it and ministered where they kept being rerouted. And it turns out that's where God needed them. Of course, today, now you have ministries happening in China, India, places like that. So it just wasn't time to expand into Asia at the time. Kind of the same for us as a family. We have some dreams that we're putting into play. There are some things that we really want to do with our lives. And it just seems like it's not happening at the pace we want it to happen in the direction we want it to happen. It keeps getting diverted or interrupted. But in the end, we just have to sit back and say, you know what? It's happening for a reason. It's God's perfect timing. And what I've found in my life, in my whole 38 years of existence, is that I might be frustrated right now, but then 12 months from now, I'll be in a different position than I was before. And I'll look back and say, you know what? If I wasn't still in that position for 12 months, I never would have picked up this experience or that new piece of knowledge. And so it's realizing, wow, you know, I'm here now because of the development I had in the last 12 months or the last 5 years. So I'm where I am now because I went to University of the Pacific, because I grew up in a home that was broken, by divorce. You know, mommy and I came together and marriage became a big deal for us. Going to college was an important thing for me just to overcome barriers and limitations that our family put on ourselves. So I'm here today based on the upbringing I had and the experience I had in my life. So now I do have some control over what direction I like it to go in. Just I've also got to be patient that it's not always going to happen in my perfect timing. It's because it's imperfect timing on my part. How'd I do?
You did good.
Yay, head bonky. Thank you. That kind of hurt.
Yeah, it did.
All right. You ready for my question to you?
I'm ready.
All right. So we were excited earlier this summer about sending you off to middle school. And I don't think excited was the right word. We were actually kind of scared, Mommy and I.
I was excited.
And you were excited. You kept talking about it, and you were looking forward to it. I remember there were some things you said that you were specifically looking forward towards doing.
Like switching classes.
Switching classes was your biggest thing.
Because if there's one teacher that you don't like in if you have a teacher that you don't like in elementary school, like, you have to stay with her for the full 7 hours, minus some for, like, if you have recess and lunch and all that jazz. But, like, you have to stay with her for all those. But in middle school, if you have this, like, one specific teacher you don't like, you only have to stay with her for a couple minutes.
Like 45 to 55 minutes, depending on how long your period is. And then you're off to the next class. Like, yeah. Peace, I'm out of here. All right, so you're in middle school now. You've already had your first week in middle school. So my question to you is,
it was awesome.
What was your rose of the first week in middle school, including everything, after school programs, before school? So what were your roses? What were your thorns?
My roses are that I am learning the halls I learned the halls already, and I didn't get lost on Thursday and Friday. I only got lost Tuesday and Wednesday. But I didn't get lost on Thursday and Friday.
So. You weren't the only one who got lost either, because we saw your friend, and she was like, I got lost too. But I guess if you're ever in doubt, just go to the door that has the word exit on it at the end of the school day, and you're good.
Yeah. Anyway,
so were there any other roses from the first week of middle school?
Everything. I like all my teachers, especially my art teacher. Shout out to Ms. Gish. And yeah. And it's not just Ms. Gish that I like. I like all my teachers. All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Is there a specific subject you think you're going to like more than others?
Yeah, I think I'm going to like English and art more than everything else, because I love my English teacher. She is so nice.
Who's your English teacher?
Miss Kirkpatrick. Shout out to Miss Kirkpatrick.
Man, it's like a shout out. You want to just shout out to the other five?
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Villa. Shout out to Miss Audiola. Shout out to my PE teacher, Miss Guetta. And who's fourth? Miss Gish. And then fifth. Ooh, who's fifth? Fifth. Oh, shout out to Ms. Black, my science teacher. And then shout out to Ms. Perez, my math teacher. And then Ms. Kirkpatrick, my English teacher.
Some of those teachers got like 2 and 3 shout outs just now.
Yeah.
No favorites.
I don't have favorites.
Okay. Were there any thorns from your first week in middle school?
Thorns.
Or challenges.
Oh, I'm not a huge fan of having to change in the locker rooms.
Kind of awkward
at first. But Mommy said that in the second week of school that, like, she was already used to it, which I think I might already be used to it a little bit, but I'm just not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
And we aren't allowed to change in stalls.
You're not, so it has to be out there in the open?
Yeah, because if you wanted to change in the stalls, then everybody would line up at the stalls, because everybody hates it. So everybody would line up at the stalls. If, like, one person went in the stalls, everybody would line up there. And then, so there'd be, like, a huge waiting line, except for the 5-10 girls that don't care about who sees them. And so then everybody would be late to PE, so you have to just change.
Yeah, my first experience with that, it was awkward for me too. I'm like, wait, what? You want me to get in my underwear in front of these other guys? I don't know. I don't know these guys too well. This is a new school. I'm feeling sick. And they're like, come on, you got to change. Hurry up. And so I think the trick for me was I didn't close my eyes, but I just looked forward towards my locker. And then I changed real fast, real quickly, got into my clothes. And then, you know, just I made it quick. And so that way, you know, I didn't notice if anybody looked at me. And I think once I realized everybody else around me was just as awkward about changing as I was, that they probably wouldn't be looking at me anyway. And once I started to get over that, by the time I got through middle school, high school, college, by the time I got to the Army, I really didn't have any shame about changing in front of people. And so now that I'm out of the Army and I've been out of the Army for 10 years now, it's more about, all right, have some sense of shame around people and you know, you don't change out in the open, which I'm back to. I don't always change in front of people. In fact, when do I change in front of people?
You don't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, bless you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I have a special technique, though. It's like you put your shirt. Okay, so you have your polo or whatever school shirt you wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily for me, my PE shirt uniform. So I have to sneeze again.
Speaking of shirts, bless you. Wow, you almost fell out of your chair.
I know.
Speaking of shirts, you're wearing a really cool tie-dye shirt that you just tie-dyed yourself, right?
Yep, I totally did.
We're going to have to get a picture of that for the show notes. And then you curled your hair, too.
Yeah, with
a the remnants of another shirt that you just you cut up into strips, and you did these tight curls that... Bless you.
That was a funny-sounding sneeze.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway, I'm just admiring your quirkiness and your creativity there. So why have a plain white, you know, Corpus Christi Hook shirt when you can have a tie-dyed Corpus Christi Hook shirt?
Yeah.
So we'll have to get a picture of that, send it over to the Hooks and say, hey, check this out. You ought to have these if you don't already in your store.
Oh, and so...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. And my... The PE uniform shirts are long and a little bit big on us because, I don't know, and... So, you put your PE shirt over your shirt that you're already wearing, and then you kind of, like, take your arms out of the sleeves, and then it's almost like that bottom shirt isn't there, and you just pretend like you're putting on your first shirt, and you're able to slip your original shirt out of the neck, and then my shirt is long, so I pull it down, and I take my pants off, and I put the shorts on, and nobody sees anything.
Hey, that's brilliant. I never would have thought of that. I would just like shirt, pants, and then that's it. So that's pretty cool. You're thinking outside of the box there.
And whenever you're putting your regular clothes back on.
That's my alarm that Farmville 2, one of my crafts are ready to be harvested. I thought I turned everything off. My bad. Okay. Yes, Olivia has this whole family hooked on Farmville 2, and we actually got ourselves into an active co-op. These guys take the game way too seriously, but hey, we love them. We're never short on anything. We just ask for it, and somebody's got it. Anyway, all right, well, how did it go with, you had ballet on Mondays and Wednesdays, and not just like one class. You did, what, two classes on Monday, three classes on Wednesday?
You're correct.
How did that go for you? How did you feel at the end of those days? And what do you think you need to do to make it easier for you in the coming weeks?
Ugh. Well, Wednesday, first of all, is hard for me. Hey, that was your second question.
Yeah. I'm not going to have you on for three more weeks, so.
I don't care that you asked me two questions. What was the question? Oh, yeah. And so on Wednesdays, it's really hard for me because I think it's like 5:15 that my class starts. So I have to kind of be like rush, and I don't really get a lot of time. So on Wednesdays and Mondays, I think my trick is going to be don't tire myself out with homework before classes start. And then I'm just going to get into ballet clothes whenever I get home, have mommy do my hair, I'll eat a snack, I'll get my water, and I'll get my dance bag, and we'll head out the door.
Okay.
And afterwards, I was really, 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 really pooped on Wednesday. I hope it's not like that every day, but it may have just been because I was just getting into a new routine, and I had a lot of classes. So that may have also been the case.
Okay. Did you find it easier on that Monday when you had your hair already in a bun? Or Wednesday, did it not make a difference? Because Wednesday you didn't have your hair in a bun, but Monday you did. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that helped. Wednesday in the morning, I didn't want a bun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I should probably do a bun every Monday and Wednesday.
Okay. Cool.
Because it did help. I felt less stress.
Now, usually when we do rose and thorn, we also do bud. Is there anything you're looking forward to for the rest of the school year, or at least the semester?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing my friends, because although I don't get to talk a lot in class, during lunch period, I have a couple of my friends that I like, and then also in art, we get to talk a lot. So those where some of my buds get to see some friends, and then also in the courtyard in the morning, I get to see them there. And then I'm looking forward to meeting a bunch of new teachers and a bunch of new friends.
Cool.
And there's a really, really... Sorry. There's a really, 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 really short girl in next to me in Team Dolphin. And let's see, I'm like 4'9", maybe 4'10".
Give or take an inch. Yeah.
Yeah. And she is probably like up to like right under my chest area,
that's
I guess.
Tiny. So she's like 3-something?
Yeah, probably.
4 foot even, somewhere in there.
She's really small.
So what about her being small?
I just wanted to say that.
Oh, okay. Just random short person. Okay. Cool.
But well, she's nice. I like her. Her name is Jenna. Well, shout out to Jenna.
There you go. So you're going to have to find Jenna and like send her the link to this podcast just to let her know, hey, we did a shout out to you too. Cool. Well, are there any announcements you want to make before we sign off?
No.
No? Okay. No. Well, I just wanted to make 2 quick announcements. The first one is, if you haven't yet signed up to receive a free copy of my new ebook, Strength Revisited, that's available as a free download from my blog, therealjerrydugan.com. Strength Revisited is based on my TEDx Corpus Christi talk I did in November 2013. I was hoping there would be a video I could share from YouTube, but that isn't coming around, it looks like. So I went ahead and I converted my speaker notes into a short ebook. So since you can't see the video, you can at least download this ebook and read how I speak about the importance of redefining strength in manhood specifically, looking beyond things like toughness and physical fitness and other characteristics of strength that are important for manhood, especially in the areas of marriage, fatherhood, business, and other things in society. Sorry, what's your announcement?
We are Church Unlimited.
Oh, yes, our church, Bay Area Fellowship, after 16 years of that name, because we're expanding into new areas, Pastor Bill had prayed about it. This name actually had been on his heart for a long time. So we just changed our name to Church Unlimited. If you type in BayAreaFellowship.com, it'll still redirect you to the website. But the new URL right now is WeAreChurchUnlimited.com. And so that's kudos to Pastor Bill and the staff, volunteers, and members of Bay Area Fellowship to take that leap of faith to become the Church Unlimited as we expand into other satellite campuses, other cities that need us. I just think that's really cool to be a part of that moment in history. Oh, my second announcement, by the way. If you're a married couple or you're engaged, definitely consider going to a Weekend to Remember marriage getaway hosted by Family Life. We have one coming to Corpus Christi May 29th through the 31st of 2015. If you use group name Corpus Christi, 2 words, you'll get a discount up to $100 per couple. Right now, though, until about September 15th, 2014, there is a BOGO offer, a buy one, get one offer. So if you buy a ticket to any Weekend to Remember event right now till September 15th, use group name Corpus Christi, you'll actually, your spouse will get to attend for free. So you pay for yourself, guys, husbands, and your spouse gets to attend for free. So check that out. They have them all over the United States. I like to plug the one in Corpus Christi just because that's where we live. And, I'm excited about it. Olivia and I talked about it in our last episode, episode 25. And it's done a lot for our marriage to strengthen us preemptively before we ever faced any marriage troubles. And so whether you're struggling in your marriage or things are going great, this is one of those perfect ways to just rejuvenate and revitalize your marriage. And you are such a goofball. I love you so much.
I love you too. Aww.
Okay, so those are my announcements, and this is Emma and the Real Jerry Dugan signing off.
Peace. Bye.